You are now turned in to the dopest college radio station, UCM The Beat. Keep it locked. UCM The Beat.
Hey, Mules and Jennies fans, this is Sports Page, the weekly show where we dig into University of Central Missouri athletics. Each week, I visit with members of UCM Athletics and get to know the people involved in your school's top-notch athletic program. We also go over some Mules and Jennies news to find out more about your favorite teams. I'm your host, Roman Pfister, and I'm proud to present the top athletic program in the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association and one of the best programs in all of NCAA Division II athletics. This week, I get a chance to meet with Jennies head volleyball coach, Caitlin Peterson, Jennies setter, Olivia Olson, and outside hitter, Kirstie Nix, who's just had her 1,000th career kill. Don't go anywhere. It's time for Sports Page. All right, Mules and Jennies fans, it's time to talk with Jennies volleyball coach, Caitlin Peterson. Coach Peterson, thank you for being here today.
You bet.
Coach Peterson stepped up to the head coaching role in January of 2022 after longtime Jennies volleyball head coach Flip Piontek retired. Last season, Peterson led the Jennies to a 19-11 season, 14-6 in the MIAA, along with four victories over top 25 schools. Peterson's Jennies had several all-MIAA members, including Kirstie Nix and Grace Southern, to first team. Before being the head coach, Peterson was an assistant coach to Flip Piontek for 9 seasons. Throughout her time coaching the Jennies, the squad grabbed 5 MIAA titles, 3 conference postseason championships, and 2 NCAA regional crowns. In Peterson's time as a Jennies coach, 28 players have earned all-MIAA honors, including a handful while she was a graduate assistant coach. Before her time coaching the Jennies, Peterson was a player from 2005 to 2009, reaching the NCAA postseason all 5 years and a 2009 conference championship. Throughout her playing career, Peterson had 47 double-doubles, 35 games with double-figure assists, and is still the second all-time in Jennies history with a career 5,502 assists. In her final years, she was named an AVCA All-American and first-team All-MIAA. Now I think it's time we hear from Coach Peterson herself.
Coach, you have 1 season as the shot caller under your belt. What are you expanding from last season into this season?
I think that, you know, having a year under my belt is helping as far as, you know, we're more comfortable as a staff. I think the players are more comfortable with how, you know, we operate and the things that we expect. And, you know, we're not having to implement so many new things. So they're really kind of, you know, buying into what we're doing and really seeing some progress in the training that we're doing.
So you've been with the Jennies for much of your volleyball career, playing and coaching. So how did that prepare you to take the reins here at UCM?
I think because I, like, care so much about UCM volleyball. Like, it's not just a job for me. It's not just a school. It's a place that I care about deeply because I was a student athlete here. And that makes everything better. And so, you know, the long hours and the long weekends, it's a place that I care about so much that it doesn't really feel like a job. I really enjoy, you know, working with the girls and kind of helping them represent the university well. And so it's very fulfilling to me.
They say, the saying goes, right, if you do something you love, you never work a day in your life.
That's exactly right.
So I've come to understand that being a coach means being a lifelong learner. You've had the chance to learn from both Peggy Martin and Flip Piontek. How have those people influenced the way in which you think and adapt?
Luckily for me, I still get to speak to them frequently. Coach Martin called me a couple days ago, and Flip checks in, and he still works some of the games, and so I get to either see them or talk to them quite a bit still. And their investment in me as a player, you know, was very special. And then now, as, you know, the coach continuing kind of their legacy, to be able to, you know, pick their brain on things when things aren't going well, or you know, to kind of model how we do things after, you know, what I learned with them has really kind of helped keep us some continuity within the program. So, you know, over 50 years, we've really only had, you know, 3 head coaches, and the fact that I know their philosophy and how they treat people and what their expectations are on and off the court, I think really helps our program kind of stay, you know, as one of the top programs in Division II.
So have you been able to build a camaraderie with the Jennies throughout your time, even with players graduating from the program and new ones coming in? Obviously, being a player, then an assistant coach, and then the head coach is obviously going to give you a lot more familiarity, but how do you keep that going?
I think having a great alumni base, our alumni are very involved. We actually have Alumni Weekend coming up next weekend, so we invite all of our former players and their families back. And to have been involved with the program for 19 years, I played with so many and I coached so many. And even the ones that were before me, I'm close with a lot of them because they're still invested in the program and they, wish the best for our players and our program. And so for them to still care is very meaningful for me. And I love to have them come back to meet the current players so that the current players can kind of see like what former Jennies are doing, with their lives and their families. And I think that's something that's really special about our program.
So in your time with the Jennies, the team has gotten 5 MIAA titles, 3 conference tournament championships, and 2 NCAA Division II crowns. Along with that, 18 All-Americans since you've joined the coaching staff. How do you feel now that you're heading up such an award-winning program?
It's a little bit of pressure, which is great. I feel like pressure makes us work harder and makes us, stay focused. But we also have goals that, we've never won the national championship. We've won regional titles. We've been to the Elite Eight. We've been in the championship match. And so there's still things that we feel like as a program we can contribute and we can do to build this athletic department and this university. And so we talk a lot about our tradition and how proud we are of, all of the things that we've done in the past. But we're not going to just hang our hat on the past. Like, we're not going to just be happy with how good we have been. We want to keep working on our skills so that we can kind of propel the program forward still.
And at the same time, you were also a part of all of those accolades and all those players getting All-American. So again, there's probably not too much pressure as if you were going to come in and be a brand new head coach.
Right. And I think that's it's good for them and it's good for me. I already knew the team, most of the players on the team, and had done the recruiting for the players that were coming in, and they knew me. And so it was like, they kind of knew what to expect. It wasn't going to be a brand new, system. I was going to come in and uproot everything and change everything. So, I think it was pretty seamless.
So you had quite the playing career with the Jennies as well, one that saw you inducted into the UCM Athletics Hall of Fame and the MIAA Hall of Fame. You were also an AVCA All-American and an MIAA First Team Selection in 2009. So how does that translate into you being a coach of collegiate players, being that you're from the same team?
I think it helps me understand, where they are. And while we all love those awards and all of that, none of that comes without a great team. And, we could have All-Americans and we could have MIAA Players of the Year and all of those things, but nobody really cares about those if you're not winning and doing well as a team as well. And so I think that, I do know that it's important and it's great for, our program to have those awards and all of those things. But we always have to keep our mind on, the team first, and, the success of the program is more important than each individual kind of getting their own, high fives. So, we talk about that a lot because volleyball is such a team sport. We can't do anything by ourselves. In basketball, I can dribble the ball all the way down the court by myself. I can shoot by myself. I can rebound. In volleyball, there has to be at least, 2, if not 3 people touching the ball every single rally. And so the team aspect, I think, is very unique and kind of what we try to focus on.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, thank you for letting us pick your brain a little bit today. Good luck to you and the Jennies going forward this season.
Thank you.
That was Jennies head volleyball coach, Caitlin Peterson. When we come back, we'll get a chance to talk to Jenny setter, Olivia Olson. Stay tuned. You're listening to Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
We can stop to make sure someone is okay.
Get in the way and disrupt the situation.
Notify an authority.
Or walk them home safely.
We can change the language around rape.
We can make campuses safer for our teammates, our friends, and our classmates.
We cannot be bystanders.
Taking action isn't always easy, but it's on us
to intervene.
Because we can.
Learn more and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Welcome back to Sports Page, everyone. I'm joined now by Jenny setter, Olivia Olson. Olivia, thank you for being on the show this week.
Oh, thank you for having me, Roman.
Olivia is a redshirt senior, originally from Malone, Wisconsin. She has a career 1,123 assists and 313 digs. Last season, Olsen had 69 sets in 24 matches, starting 13 times, finishing that season with 379 assists, making her 10th in the MIAA. During her time at New Holstein High School, Olivia earned a varsity letter all 4 years and was named a team captain for 3 years. She was a three-time all-conference selection as both a setter and a hitter. In her high school career, Olsen had 1,014 digs, 940 assists, and 188 service aces. Olivia also had 5 seasons playing for club teams, including Fox City's Elite, Wisconsin Volleyball Academy, and One Wisconsin. Now, let's hear from Olivia Olsen.
Now, you've been with the Jenny since 2019. That's obviously come with some changes, but you still have Caitlin Peterson as a coach, the only difference being that she's in the big chair now. So how has that transition period been for you and the team?
Pretty seamless, I would have to say. I mean, even when she was the assistant coach, she pretty much wore the pants of the dynamic between her and Flip. Flip really took a backseat, kind of just grooming her to come in seamlessly as the head coach. So I think that the transition between the two really was nothing.
So last season you were ranked 10th in the MIAA in assists and had the third most double-doubles in the conference. What has been one of the biggest factors in your development throughout that season and going into this one?
Springtime. I got so much. I was the only setter on the team. I got so much time with Kate alone. I could work on my feet, I could work on my hands. She could tell me everything that I needed to fix, what I'm doing right. And I think that was kind of a pivotal moment for my career as a setter.
So right now you're first in the MIAA for assists. So how does it feel knowing that your hard work and development is paying off?
I mean, that's great. But I can't really do my job without my passers and my hitters putting it away. And so I think my assists kind of speak on how we're doing on our ball control and how our hitters are just, you know, swinging for the fences. And I look more at our overall record in the MIAA, which is pretty stellar right now, to evaluate my performance as opposed to kind of just my assists. But it's great. It's awesome.
So you've earned a spot on the MIAA honor roll in 2020, 21, and 22. You're also a nursing major, is that correct?
Not anymore. Surprise.
Not anymore, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to PT school. Well, hopefully. I'm applying to PT schools right now. But yeah, I work really hard on my academics. I think we all do. We've gotten like the President's Award or something for our team GPA, which was like a 3.86 or 7, which is pretty crazy for a team GPA. And it's nice to know that I contribute to that.
Now, do you feel that your dedication to volleyball has translated into your dedication to academics?
Yeah, I mean, discipline is one of our pillars on the volleyball team, and I think that that is one of them that we heavily translate in every aspect of our life, you know, going to classes every day, getting all of our work done on time, being a good friend, being a good family member, you know, being a good teammate, and then our performance on the court, of course.
So you're a redshirt senior, which means you're a veteran of this team now. How have you been able to build relationships with your teammates throughout your time with the Jennies?
You know, it's all about time off the court and how we spend it and, you know, taking the small moments, like 5 minutes between, you know, warm-ups or on the weekends. It would just, like, being very intentional with your time off the court to build, you know, a connection outside of the volleyball team. And I think we've all done a really good job of taking that time to do so.
During your high school career, you had over 1,000 digs. You were a three-time all-conference selection as a setter and a hitter and a team MVP. You also played for club teams for 5 years. So how did all of that prepare you for the collegiate game?
I think my club teams played a really big role in how I developed as a player. A lot of my club coaches and my high school coach were really passionate in their coaching style, and I think that's really translated into who I am as a competitor. I'm a super intense competitor, and I think that shows on the court. So I think that's one avenue that's helped with, and being a hitter and a setter in high school has really helped to make me a versatile option on the court. I've hit and set here, so just being an option in multiple avenues for the coaches, whatever they need.
So you're originally from Malone, Wisconsin. I checked, and that's over 600 miles from here. You've had some time to adjust by now, but what's different about here from Malone? Anything different about the people or the place?
you know, it's bigger here. Believe it or not, Warrensburg is bigger than my hometown. And it's a little bit colder up there, of course. So the weather, this fall weather that we're having right now is like my favorite time of the year. So I'm loving it right now. Cause right now up there, it's getting a little bit colder than it is here. But, overall, I think the atmosphere here is also pretty welcoming. It wasn't really a hard change because the people here are just pretty genuine. And I think that is similar to how it is in my hometown up there. So not a hard shift, but it's a nice little step up from small town, country girl kind of feel up there. So.
All right. Well, Olivia, thank you so much for being on the show today. Good luck going forward.
Of course. Thank you so much.
That was Jenny Setter, Olivia Olson. When we come back, we'll talk with Jenny's outside hitter, Kirstie Nix. That's coming up on Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
We have so much to celebrate in Division II, but we're especially proud of our commitment to Make-A-Wish.
Division II student athletes have led a 10-year initiative to raise funds and help grant wishes of children with life-threatening medical conditions.
Nearly $3 million have been raised, and hundreds of children's wishes have been granted.
We play hard, we work hard, and we support others in need. Why? It's simple.
Because we care.
Welcome back, sports fans. We're going to get a chance now to talk with Jenny's outside hitter, Kirstie Nix. Kirstie, thank you for being on the show today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Kirstie is a redshirt senior from Overland Park, Kansas. Throughout her career, Nix averages a little over 3 kills per game. Last season, Kirstie led the Jennies in points scored and kills and was third overall in the MIAA in both categories. In that season, she had 23 matches with double-digit kills, 10 of those with 20 or more. Nix earned all MIAA first team in 21 and 22, D2CCA second team All-Central Region, 3 MIAA Academic Honor Roll Awards, and MIAA Scholar Athlete in 2021 and 22. In high school, Nix earned a varsity letter in 2017 and 18. As a junior, Kirstie earned second team Eastern Kansas League honors and first team as a senior. During her time at Blue Valley North, the team reached 2 sub-state championships and finished in 5th place in the state championship. Now, I've purposely left this till the end, but in this season's game against Northwest, Kirstie got her 1,000th career kill. So without further ado, here's Kirstie Nix.
So, Kirstie, this season so far, you have almost 300 kills and over 300 points. You also racked up your 1,000th career kill against Northwest. Talk me through what that means to you as a player, not only that you accomplished that feat, but you did it against a big rival like that.
Yeah, I mean, coming into this program, I had a lot of goals and dreams, and, you know, just getting to be able to get that 1,000th kill at home in front of such a big crowd was just, I mean, words can't even explain it. It's hard to do, but I couldn't have done it without any of my teammates, and especially against Northwest, who is our big rival. That was just the cherry on top, I would say.
So throughout your career, you've collected quite a few awards and honors as well. First team all MIAA in 2021 and 22, D2CCA, second team all region in 21, MIAA Academic Honor Roll 3 consecutive years, and MIAA Scholar Athlete in 2021 and 22. How does that impact you, knowing that you have so much tied to your name?
I mean, it comes with a lot of responsibility, and a lot of Kate tries to build us into, you know, being students first and then athletes. So just taking time to, you know, meet with professors off the court, delegate our time wisely, have good time management. And I think that just goes into, you know, my ability to actually play volleyball and have that IQ to, you know, get those awards.
So you're a redshirt senior this year. You're one of those players that's been around for the transition from Flip Piontek at the helm to Caitlin Peterson. Tell me about how she's been an influence for you on and off the court throughout your time at UCM.
Yeah, I mean, when Kate became the head coach, it was a really easy transition just because she's already been here, and she's like a second mother to all of us. She's checks in on us daily. She always wants to make sure we're in a good headspace coming into practice. She makes sure our grades are up to par, and then just if we ever need anything or in trouble or need something, she's always a phone call away and is always right there to come get us. So she's awesome.
Always good to have a coach be a second mom.
Right. And she's very young too, so it's really easy to relate to her on a lot of like personal aspects as well, not just volleyball. So that's awesome.
So you've been around long enough to build a culture with Jenny's Volleyball. How have you and your teammates grown together throughout your time as a Jenny?
I mean, I came in with 8 freshmen, and there's 6 of us still here from that class. So we've just been able to, you know, be just, they're just my best friends, and it's really easy when it translates to the court and our chemistry. So, and then all the new girls are just, they've just been really easy to get along with, and they've come into this program seamlessly, so.
So you played at Blue Valley North High School, where you were first team Eastern Kansas League your senior year, and you had a few trips to the state tournament. How did Coach Matt Allen develop you and help you get ready for college volleyball?
You know, I think I was pretty underwhelmed, you know, going into high school. I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know if I wanted to play in college, but he instilled a lot of motivation, and I think just I had a lot of doubt. I would say my freshman, sophomore year. So going in my junior, senior year, knowing that I was really passionate about the sport, just made it easy. And he was always very hard on us, but it was always very passionate, I would say. And that helped me grow into the player that I wanted to be.
And that's gone ahead and carried over as well, right, into the college career?
Yes.
All right. All right, well, I feel like it's the end of the Super Bowl asking this, but Kirstie Nix, you've gotten over 1,000 career kills. What are you going to do next?
I mean, continue to win. I think that's just the goal. I don't think my kills really have, you know, much on how I view myself as a player. I think it's more of how I can be a good teammate and how we just at the end of the day can win as a team collectively. So hopefully continue to win and, you know, win an MIAA championship.
All right. Now, they usually say I'm going to Disney World, but I do like your answer.
Yeah, I've been there. So maybe,
oh, really?
Where's the national championship? Pennsylvania? Oil City. That's where we'll be going. Oil City.
All right. Good to hear. All right, Kirstie, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
That was Jenny's outside hitter, Kirstie Nix. Up next, we'll go over some Mules and Jenny's news. Stick around for more Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
Champions know how to seize opportunities. When they see moments of greatness unfold right before their eyes, they push as hard as they possibly can. And then they push harder. Because the heart of a champion never settles, never quits, and never stops giving its all. We are champions. We are Division II. We go big, we give it everything we've got, and we win. On the field, on our campuses, in our communities, for our causes, in our careers. We rise to become champions in everything we do. We are Division II, and there are no limits here. We make our time count. We set our own path. We become champions on our terms. It's time to up your game, because we're here to play and learn. But most importantly, we're here to discover ourselves, our vision, our heart, our drive, to achieve every goal we aim for, because we want to be champions at the highest level, life. At Division II, the opportunities are here. Are you ready?
Okay, everyone. Time to talk about some Mules and Jenny's news. Jenny's volleyball had another sweep on October 17th against Missouri Western at home. In the second set, the Jennies went on a 7-2 run after leading 7-5 with 3 kills from Kirstie Nix to give the Jennies a 2-0 advantage. Freshman Eleanor Engel had a double-double with 11 kills on 17 attempts. That game put the Jennies at 13-7 on the season. Jenny Soccer will host Fort Hays on Sunday, October 22nd, as part of the homecoming matches. This will be meeting number 17 between the Tigers of Fort Hays and the Jennies, with UCM leading 13-2-1 in the all-time series, 9-0-1 at home. The Jennies are currently ranked number 17 in the nation and will be led offensively by Michaela Ernst. She has 5 goals of her own, along with 15 shots on goal. Jennies golfer Haley Jones is this week's MIAA Women's Golfer of the Week, following her performance at the Midwest Classic on October 16th and 17th. Jones was 2 over par for 72 on the first day, coming back the next day with 1 under par for 69, which gave her the individual title by 2 strokes. This week's football game is, of course, Central's homecoming game. The number 16 Mules will be taking on the number 21 Hornets of Emporia State. Mules quarterback Zach Zabrowski leads Division II in passing touchdowns with 30. That game is set to begin at 1:30 on Saturday. That will also follow the homecoming parade, where you can find UZM The Beat, along with floats riding along. All right, everyone, that's all I've got time for today. But thank you for joining me this week, and be sure to tune in next week for more Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
Did you know that the University of Central Missouri has been leading innovation for nearly 150 years? With more accreditations and more qualified faculty members, our commitment to academic success is unparalleled. And we make sure every student receives the support they need to graduate on time and with less debt. So whatever opportunity you're looking for, make your impact sooner at UCM, with campuses located in Warrensburg, Lee's Summit, and online. Find out more about UCM and the power of opportunity in action at ucmo.edu.